The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Security and Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Security and Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Security and Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life. Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing time-tested strategies and techniques, as well as cutting-edge money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner is Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on, Michael?
Not much, Doug. How you been?
I have no complaints, man, you know, other than it, you know, the weather's really, really wet and soggy. But, you know, aside from that, you know, we're rocking and rolling into May here. And, you know, it's Mother's Day weekend, and, you know, there's lots of excitement going on, you know, around for people, shall we say, this time of year. So I'm pretty excited.
I agree. It's a beautiful time of year outside, right, Doug? It's great to be back out there, and everything's spring is in full-blown session, as we would say, right? Everybody at the youth sports, the kids are playing their baseball and softball and soccer or what have you, and everything's on a full roll. We're at Mother's Day. It's time to plant all the flowers. Good time of year.
My sinuses can attest to you that is definitely spring is in full gear here. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, Mike, just to chat for a couple of minutes here, we were talking about in the office the other day, one of the things you mentioned, you know, the kids are out there playing softball and baseball. It's been a miserable season for the kids for softball and baseball this year. The weather has been so uncooperative. You know, I was telling you, I feel bad for the kids because there hasn't been a great day so far since the beginning of the season when we've been out there and the sun's been shining and the kids have been playing ball.
Yeah, and you know, Doug, but even wet, forget being wet now just for the spring sports, but it's been really a wet winter too, right? We didn't really get snow, but we got a lot of rain.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just been a continuation of what's been probably going now for maybe 6 months, 7 months.
Yeah, you know? As you know, because you, when your kids were younger, involved in youth sports, and now I'm in there with my kids in youth sports, and then you got these makeup games, and you know, you don't want to shortchange the kids because they're so excited to play. You don't want to not make up the games, and you know, you're just trying to wedge them all in. The calendars have gotten hairy, shall we say?
Sure.
You know.
Yep.
So, speaking of you know, moving along into the year here, and us being basically half the year is almost, you know, going to come up soon. We're halfway through May. Mike, the markets have been having one heck of a year so far this year, haven't they?
Yes, they've been on a good path. You know, they continue to do well. I mean, it's shocked me when you're saying we're in halfway through May. You know, we're heading towards almost half a year already. Wow, where did that all go? But yeah, so far so good. So, you know, as we like to say, we'll take it.
Yeah, you know, when you consider, you know, where the Dow started the year and, you know, as we're doing the show right now, bouncing around north of 25,000, you know, it's quite impressive, you know, so far here. And a lot of people didn't anticipate that this was going to happen. And we've really gotten some fantastic information out related to unemployment. Unemployment numbers, you know, are at historic lows, not only just in the entire, you know, country as a general, but when they look at each different, like, ethnic categories and things of that nature, you know, the unemployment rates are low. The GDP, which is the rate in which the economy is growing, has been excellent. So as far as all that stuff is concerned right now, we're really in a good spot, Mike.
Yeah, you know, and you know, good news economically, and they're saying on the interest rate front, basically no news, which is probably very good, right? So it kind of means more of the same. They're not talking about cutting or hiking, which is kind of, I think, cuts the volatility out of it, right? I'm not saying that, you know, if they had a hike or if they had a cut, it's the worst thing in the world. I'm just saying that, you know, when it's kind of no news, that means it kind of keeps the volatility out of it. And, yeah, that's about it. So it's kind of rolling along, if as you would say.
But you know what the thing is, Mike, with all the other stupidity stuff that they report on the news now, again, this happened years ago, too. We spoke about it years ago when in the Obama administration, that this is like stealth stuff that's going on here, you know, with the economy. You were hearing a lot of ancillary, you know, stuff going on, but you weren't really getting the news to focus on the good stuff that's really happening in the markets and the economy right now. They almost don't want you to know about it, it feels like.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, I think bad news draws more news.
Sure.
So something bad happens, it kind of grabs the headlines. I think good news is kind of like, ho-hum, you know, another day at the, you know, in the world. So I think it's just a little bit of that, you know, how the news plays off it. But, you know, overall, this has been a, I heard the other day, it was pretty interesting. It's time flies, right? We're talking about time flying. This has been a 10-year cycle.
For sure.
Of economic and, you know, like moving forward for our country. So kind of unprecedented, you know, and, you know, I don't know.
I look back
at the history and see, you know, has there been 10 years or 15 years? I can't really say, so I shouldn't say unprecedented, but
yeah,
really just interesting. And I think the biggest thing is everybody keeps saying, oh, there's going to be a recession. Oh, there's going to be a recession. But you know what? We keep going, so we'll keep taking it.
Hey, Mike, you know, another thing that's kind of neat and, you know, going back and, if we wind the tapes back to when we were, you know, when we were talking during the economic tough times in 2008 and 2009, and as we moved into 2010, you know, in 2009, our opinion, and our opinion's just our opinion, was that we were going to see at least a decade of expansion coming up, you know, ahead of us here. And lo and behold, Mike, I mean, right on, because we've had nothing but expansion since, you know, 2019, and a lot of people, including myself, and I think you feel the same way, is it's not going to stop right now. There's no real reason for it to stop right now.
Right, agreed. You know, there's really nothing out there that's like jumping off the page, or this is really starting. So, you know, again, I always feel like, Doug, you know, the no news, the quietness, keep the volatility away is just fine by me. Keep going.
But people need to be alert and aware, Mike, and what we're saying about, you know, economic expansion doesn't necessarily mean market expansion. So you have to understand, you know, when we make statements like that, we're not telling you that we think that the market's going to continue to do well and your investments, you should just go on autopilot. We're never advocating that at all. If you listen to the show, you know that we say you need to stay on top of it. And Mike, I think that we're in an unfortunate situation right now where a lot of people got their quarterly statements in the mail in April for the first quarter of the year. They breathed a sigh of relief, if you will, because the December statement wasn't as pretty. And now they're back onto, you know, autopilot and ignore and not pay attention to it. And we're not advocates of that. While we may believe that the economy is going to continue, and we don't think that there's anything wrong with the markets in our opinion right now, that doesn't take away the necessity of you to apply the basics and be prudent and make sure you're paying attention to what's going on with your stuff.
Doug, agreed. And, you know, just 4.5 months ago, the month of December was bad. You know what I'm saying? And you remember the tension and the nerves, and here we go. Is this going to be like, the, you know, 2008 all over again and all that? And I'm sure there's people out there that made some bad decisions at that time.
Well, Mike,
they always do.
They do. They make the wrong decision at the wrong time. But I want to tell you this. I think that most of the people listening to the station right now, to the show right now, are not market watchers. They're statement watchers. Okay? So you could have told them that the market was getting beaten up in December, and they had no idea whatsoever what you were talking about. Just, they're not interested in it. They don't pay attention to it like we do on a daily basis.
I think it was probably pretty good. It happened in December. right during the holiday season when everybody's so scattered and worried about everything else that's going on.
But again, to my point, is I don't think it matters what month it happens.
Right.
I think that our listeners, and it's just my gut feeling, is that most people out there in the public are not market watchers. They are statement watchers.
Yeah.
And when the statement shows up on a monthly basis, they'll look at it. Or if it only shows up on a quarterly basis, that's how often they're going to look at it. And I'm not here to tell you that there's anything wrong with that. But what I'm here to tell you is that you better, that's a bad long-term habit to be in, to not say, all right, here's the statement of what I have, and I need to check and see, is what I have the right thing for me to have? That's what's very, very important.
Sure. You know, absolutely, Doug. And you know, and even now, you know, saying the market's doing well, the economy's doing well, but come the end of the year, I'm sure there's going to be a whole bunch of people that have already planned they're retiring.
Yeah.
Okay. And that doesn't mean where you are now is going to be where you're going to be in December or 2 years or 5 years from now. And you need to step up and do the right things with your money and you know, implement the plan and make sure that if things do turn sour, right? I mean, it's the economy. Things happen. It'll happen eventually. It may not be happening now or a year from now, but it will happen. What's going to happen to your retirement is really the question.
And we want to do our best to help you make sure that nothing happens to your retirement at that period of time. So you got to make sure that you're, you know, doing the right things and you have the right strategies and techniques in place. And the only way to do that is to make sure that you have a strategy in place, because there's a lot of people like the majority. I'm bold enough to say this is not research. It's my opinion that the vast majority of people out there do not have a verifiable income plan for retirement. And when I say verifiable, I want you to show it to me and tell me what it is and prove to me that it's going to happen. I don't want you, it's not a wish list. Do you have a verifiable income plan or strategy for your retirement?
Great point, Doug, because, you know, most new clients that we sit down with for the first time, a lot of times we're actually pulling these pieces or trying to find out what these pieces are. They
right.
really don't know, or they got to go find out, or I got to go, you know, I got to go do this, or I got to get, you know, the number. So that's a great point. You know, they really don't know what the income is going to be, and they need to have, like you said, verifiable. And that's a great way. I never really looked at it that way.
Yeah. You know, you tell me, Mike, I need $5,000 a month of income.
Yeah.
And I tell you, okay, $5,000 a month. Where's it going to come from? It's going to come, I'm going to take the money from my retirement account at work. I'm going to take my retirement. Okay. Can you verify to me that money that you have there is going to be able to provide you with that income? Not do you hope it is, not do you think it is. Can you prove to me that you are going to have enough income? Can you prove it to your wife? Can you prove it to your husband? Can you prove it to your children? And if you can get it to a level where you now have a verifiable, provable stream, I submit to you, that's a pretty comfortable way to go into retirement.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's what you're looking for. That's what you're trying to do is, you know, you want to verify that income, and it's kind of a way going to verify your lifestyle.
Right.
You're going to retire and go on your way, and you know what's coming in, and you're going to live your lifestyle. And you know, and most people will tell you, that we deal with, they live with inside their means, you know, you've been doing it your whole life, and not much is going to change. So if you can get that done, you got a big first step to your retirement plan.
Mike, if I say to you, Mike, what's your Social Security going to be at 66 years old? And you give me a number. And I say to you, are you sure? You're probably going to pull out your Social Security statement and show it to me and prove it to me, right?
Yep.
And then I'm going to say to you, okay, great. So you're getting $2,000 a month. You need $3,000 more. Where's it coming from? And you show me an account statement from a retirement plan at work. And I say to you, where does that show on here where you're going to, you know, where that income, that $3,000, you can verify that you're going to have that income for the rest of your life. As long as you can do that, you know, with some reasonableness. If you tell me I'm verifying it because I've got, you know, X amount of dollars in there, and at 1% interest, this is my assumption, this is going to last me for this period of time, and I'm verifying to you. Okay, great. So at least you got it down there.
Right.
So what we want to do you know, with you and for you out there is remind you as listeners of the radio show that you have the opportunity for us to do stuff like this for you. If you want to sit down with us and go over your desired retirement income and see if it's verifiable, can you say yes? You know, we're happy to do that for you. And we do it for you with no cost or no obligation, no strings attached, if you will. It's a courtesy that we do, you know, for the radio listeners here. You just got to pick up the phone and give a call to 855-262-3722. Again, that number to take advantage of is 855-262-3722. You call and leave a message. We'll get back to you during a week. We'll schedule a time to get together with you at either your home, because we're old school, we make house calls, or at one of our offices or meeting facilities. And we've got offices in Clark, Parsippany, Martinsville. We've got a meeting facility in Manhattan, Manasquan, and Toms River. So if you've got a, you know, in that area and you want to be able to sit down with us in it, pick up the phone and give a call and let's set it up. Right, Michael?
Sounds good.
All right. Hey, let's hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're going to invest some of your time here and listen to the show. And if you're going to invest your time listening to the show, we're going to do our best to bring you some good value and things that you need to pay attention to and that we believe can and will really help you in your financial life. And we focus on different topics. And the most common topic openly is retirement because, I mean, heck, the baby boomer generation, which is, you know, most of the people who listen to the show here are quickly approaching retirement or already in retirement. So it's the topic that's most common for you and most commonly spoken about. So we like to take some time and, spend a good portion of it guiding you in a direction. And if you're a regular listener to the show, you know, since February timeframe, we've spoken a few times about a great piece that we have. And, Mike, I want to talk about it again today because it's popular. People call in for it. They want it. We think from our perch where we sit that it's easy to understand and it's a good guide and it gives people, you know, the right foundation to start working towards what we were referring to as verifiable retirement income. So take the ball here for a minute, Mike, and kick us off and let everybody know about this Fit Retirement Finding Income for Tomorrow piece that we have to offer out to them as, you know, complimentary our treat to you with no obligation. It's a resource for you. So,
Doug, it's a great piece, and you know, it's, you know, opening it says, you know, retirement can seem like a complex puzzle. And you know, the funny part about that isn't that the truth when you think about it, right? We all want to retire, right? That's everybody. Oh, I want to retire. I can't wait to retire. I had enough, right? We've heard every saying about retirement there ever was. But when you think about it, it is kind of like a puzzle, right? There's a lot of pieces that got to come together to have a successful retirement.
It really is. And Mike, most commonly, I think people just see retirement as one piece. And that is really just one piece of the puzzle. And if you don't pay attention to all the other pieces of the puzzle, well, heck, you're never going to put it together, and it's never going to be as beautiful as the picture that, if it's a puzzle on the box, or for your retirement, the picture that you're envisioning in your head of what your retirement's going to look like. So it is complex, and what we want to do here is try to simplify the complexities of it for you so that you can take this and move forwards and, you know, get you going in the right direction. And, you know, Mike, where it all begins is, what are your retirement aspirations, if you will? What is it that you want to do in your retirement? And this is where we find that people go awry often, and this is why we spend so much time talking about it, the importance of figuring all this out.
Yeah, creating your lifestyle, right? I mean, call it aspirations, or creating the lifestyle that you truly want to live. And Doug, we all dream about it, right? I mean, how many times, Doug, you know, the Powerball tonight, it's $500 million. Oh, if I win, I'll be doing this. I'd be retired. I'll do this, you know. So it's kind of like your dreams and aspirations. They kind of go together. And really, though, when you boil it down, though, it's going to become your lifestyle.
Yeah, it really is. And what we want you to do is we want you to start to, you know, put this whole strategy together down on a piece of paper. Listen, I'll use myself as an example. My wife and I got new patio furniture, and it needed to be put together. Now, I know what the furniture looked like, and I saw a picture of it, and I, you know, we really liked the furniture, but I had to put the furniture together. I submit to you, it was much easier for me to put that furniture together with the instructions. Had I not had the instructions or the written plan for putting the furniture together to look like we want it to look like, maybe I would have been able to pull it off. Maybe I wouldn't have. But I didn't really want maybe to be part of the equation for how the patio furniture is going to look. Well, the same thing holds true for your retirement now. If you don't have the instruction book, which you have to design yourself with a professional, maybe it'll come out the way you want. Maybe it won't, but is that really what you want to happen?
Doug, listen, we're a GPS society, right? We all enjoy the GPS in the car. It took a lot of stress away, right? Oh, I got to go here. I'll just throw it into the GPS. Really, what you're saying is, I'll give myself a roadmap to get to where I got to go. And really applies to whether you're putting together furniture or doing your retirement plan. We all do better with a roadmap. It's just the way it is.
Mike, the roadmap that you're doing for your retirement, we want to make sure that you include, you know, your basic aspirations of traveling, volunteering, maybe some people start a new business, spending more time with your family, going back to school, whatever it is, right? Whatever it is. But where we think that people sometimes make a mistake is they don't do both of the things that I'm going to talk about right now, that end of it, as well as we want you to include some big aspirations. You know, something big that you want to do. Now, we find that it's very common that people can tell you what their big retirement aspirations are, right, Mike? If you sit down with somebody and you say, hey, what are you going to do when you retire? It's not uncommon for somebody to look at us and say, hey, you know, we're going to go to Barcelona. You know, I'm picking up, you know, Barcelona, wherever. They'll tell you the big aspiration, mm-hmm. which is awesome. The problem is, is what's missing.
The income.
Well, not the income. The rest of the time. What are you doing the rest of the time?
Right.
Great. You're going to go. Great. You're going to spend 3 weeks in Europe or, you know, wherever you're going. And that's awesome. But what are you going to do the rest of the time? You know.
The daily routine of life. That's what's really missing.
Yeah. And then there's some people who have the daily routine down. That is what we're going to do. And I'm like, all right, but what are you going to do? You going to do anything big? You going to do anything fun? You going to Mount Rushmore? What are you doing? And a lot of people kind of miss that equation. So we try to encourage you when we do the, you know, the retirement overall design and strategy. Let's get both of them in there.
You're right, Doug, because it could either be sometimes, as you say, people just plan too aggressive or they're too bored, you know, so you got to get the right balance to your lifestyle.
Yeah. And Mike, this this piece, the we're going to talk a little bit more about it. We don't have enough time during the show here to go over all the information in this, but we want to offer it out to our listeners, and we're happy to send it out to you. It's our Fit Retirement piece. It's a piece that's designed very nicely by the folks at our broker-dealer Securian to help us help you with retirement time. And we like to send this out to you with no cost or obligation. You just need to pick up the phone and call 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Leave your name and your address and telephone number, and you know, let us know that you'd like for us to send out the Fit Retirement piece to you. We'll get it out in the mail to you. But it really is, Mike, there's some great stuff in here, including income statement, cash flow kind of stuff to work you through. What are your retirement expenses, your annual income, identifying a gap, you know, there's stuff like that in here. But, you know, one of the things that I find interesting in this piece here, Mike, is that there's a piece in here that gives us statistics from the Bureau of Labor Statistics from 2016 and about how do what is the average day consist of for a retiree in America? And a pretty interesting that let's look at the top, you know, three things on here, Mike, and talk about them for a minute. We don't have enough time to do them all. You know, the people can see the rest of them when they call in for a copy of this. But let's talk about this for a minute and, you know, just see where people are spending their time.
Yeah, and it kind of breaks it down here in a little bar chart. And really, how's the average day spent? Well, the big ones, sleep and personal care, they're saying about 9.5 hours a day.
I would have guessed more than that.
I think you sleep less the older you get, believe it or not.
Yeah, but still, you know, if you go to bed at 11, right, and you get up at 7.
8?
That's 8.
Got an hour and a half to take the shower and brush the teeth. grab a hot shave and you're good.
But I'm also going to submit to you that I don't think the majority of the people get up at 7.
An average.
Yeah, you know, it's an average. So, you know, I would have thought that number would have been higher is my point. But so out of 24 hours, 9.5 of them are spent, you know, primping and proper yourself and sleeping.
Taking care of yourself.
I guess sleep is taking care of yourself, right?
Yep.
Then 6.9 or almost 7 hours, leisure and sports. Isn't that how it's supposed to be?
Yeah, and I find that to be high, to be honest with you.
Seems like a lot.
Yeah. I mean, to do like leisure being, let's say, a fun thing or sports, that's a lot. 7 hours a day of leisure and sports.
Yeah, it really is when you know.
But then again, I guess if you're watching a Yankee game, that counts as 3 hours.
The 3 hours you'll never get back.
Well, but whatever, you know. but you get what I'm saying. I mean, you know, I guess in some aspects that's true.
Yeah. And then the one that, you know, most people probably hate the most is 2.5 hours are spent on household activities. Right? Yeah. Hey.
Vacuuming.
Hey, buddy. You going to rake the leaves today, right? You got to do the mulch, right? It's mulch season, right?
Vacuum, laundry, dishwasher.
Right. All that stuff. So, and then it's pretty interesting to see the rest of the stuff that's on the list here. And, you know, we, like I said, we don't have time to go over the entire list here. But, you know, if you'd like a copy of this, I remind you, 855-262-3722. But now, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I just want to say a little editorial here on my behalf. This is a fantastic piece. I mean, it's 8 pages, and to me, it breaks it down so simple that anybody, you know, a lot of times people say, if you give it to me, though, I won't understand it. I can't. I'm telling you, almost impossible not to be able to just read this and or work through it, or if you want to do things. I think it's that, it's boiled down to be that simple for somebody to kind of look at or do an activity to do for their retirement. I think it's that great. I really do.
And you know, Mike, that's you're 100% correct. And the reason why we love this piece is for the simplicity of it, you know. And, you know, one of the things that we try very hard on the show and as a function of Wealth Management Group is to take these issues that are potentially complex and overwhelming for people and give you simple solutions to accomplishing it, because that's what I think people like, simple solutions. So to your point about this piece, this is one of the reasons we love it so much, is because they've taken this potentially complex or overwhelming situation and boiled it down into a very easy to understand guide here, which is why we love it so much and we want to give it away. And Mike, the next section that, you know, it comes into is that walking you through your sources of retirement income.
Sure.
Because now that we know what we want to do, we need to know where we're getting the money to do it from. And we need to know if all this is verifiable.
Yeah, can we do it? It all sounds good. I'm going to do this. Like you said, I'm going to go to Barcelona. I'm going to travel here. Well, can you do it? Do you have the income?
Yeah, 100%. And then, you know, when you put it all together, you've got to identify your three retirement expenses. And that's the expenses you need to incur. That would be stuff like, you know, mortgage payments, if you still have one, rent, food, utilities. And we call these need expenses, because you simply need to pay those things.
Survivor expenses. Right.
You got to pay them. You don't pay your mortgage or your rent, you know.
And you got to eat.
And you got to eat, right? Then you got health care expenses. So, you know, that's part of the equation as well. And, you know, listen, it's an ever increasing amount. You know, unfortunately, and I didn't talk about it at the beginning of the show here, is that, and I'll give you a little insight into our family here, is that Michelle's grandmother passed away this week at 102 years old. But the part that I want to bring up to that is she had a great life, and we'll be celebrating her life, not, you know, necessarily mourning her passing. But $273,000 were spent on her healthcare, you know, over the past 5 or 6 years.
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, and that's a, you know, when it gets to healthcare expenses, when you're planning your retirement, a lot of people fail to calculate that into the equation. Okay, I'm retiring at 62. I'm retiring at 65, 67. Who cares what age? Oh, I'm good. I'm healthy. I don't take any pills, right? I take a little pill for some blood pressure or something.
Mm-hmm.
But as time goes on, medical expenses are going to be incurred. And in the case of, you know, Michelle's grandma here, I mean, it was, you know, health care aid and, right, you know, very deep, you know what I'm saying?
$273,000.
Yeah. I mean, it's more than just, you know, the copay for the pills.
Right. You know, so that was, and that's a fact. That's a number. All right. And nobody can debate me on that, you know, whether it's a number or not. My mother-in-law kept track of it. That was $273,000 is what was spent. So it can happen to you. You know, it can happen to you. And then the next thing is that the fun part that we call the you've earned it expenses. You went to work when you didn't feel good. You might have missed a child's sporting event. You felt bad about that. You did what you had to do. You grinded it out. You earned it. Go do it.
The infamous Barcelona trip we keep talking about.
100%. Right? Right? So all this stuff and more is, you know, gone over in this guide here to you, and we want to send it out to you. So pick up the phone and give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Pick up the phone, give a call. You know, you'd like a copy of this, we'd be happy to send it out to you. And, you know, our compliments, no cost, no obligation. We get it out to you. You take a look at it and zip through it and, see, you know, see what you think. And then, you know, we're always available to have a complimentary consultation with you as well, with no cost or obligation involved at all. So, Mike, let's hop to a break, and we will be right back, folks.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different. But one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it.
That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, folks, and I hope you got some good value out of the last segment there, and I really hope that you take advantage of the opportunity and you call in and you get the piece, the Fit for Retirement piece. It's one of our favorites, and actually it's turned out to be one of the favorites of you listeners out there, because each time that we speak about it on the show, we get numerous telephone calls to request a copy of it, and we're happy to send it out to you. But, Mike, now we're in a segment of the show of what have you been up to kind of deal. And I've had some interesting stuff going on, and I know you've had some interesting stuff going on. So why don't you kick it off here for us and tell us a little something that you've been working on with somebody out there.
Yeah, and you know, Doug, I'm not going to speak about the specific somebody, because it's been, for me, it's been multiple things. And we always say things run in like cycles here at the firm and stuff. And you know what's kind of popping its head back up, and it's been out there now. It's been going on. It's been an issue for over 10 years, so to say it's popping back up, people with bank money just not earning any interest on it,
right?
And very upset by it, and contacting me and saying, "What can I do?" You know, et cetera, so on, and you know, it's more to it than just saying, you know, can I get a better rate? You know, it's the whole thing. You got to go through the whole process to figure out what's right or what's wrong for the person. But I notice it's been coming up a lot again because, you know, Doug, when you think about it, interest rates have stalled. They were popping up
a little bit,
and then that's it. And you know, it's been a 10-year cycle already on interest rates.
Well, to your point, Mike, about interest rates have stalled. They've stalled, but they climbed. And I think that the person out there who has money sitting in the bank right now is starting to realize in their head, wait a second. I know interest rates have gone up. You know, I may not pay attention to everything, but I know in general conversation, I've heard that interest rates have gone up. But my money at the bank here is still almost insulting at the lay, you know, the way that they're, you know, crediting interest to the accounts. And you're right. It's becoming more in focus, shall we say, into the radar, if you will, for the people out there. And we have been having a lot of conversations and trying to find good, viable alternatives, in my opinion, successfully finding viable alternatives for people with their cash that's just sitting idly in the bank.
Yes, and for me, Doug, it's been, you know, people reaching out and saying, hey, you know, do you have anything? I need to do better. Can I do better? You're right, because I think they saw interest rates went up. I think mortgage rates went up, but it's always the savings and money markets that lag behind. And I think they're getting caught into that period and saying, hey, no improvement here. And for me, Doug, dealing with the various clients, it's been different issues, different products to help them along. And quite frankly, for some people, it's just been doing more of some of the work we already did for them.
Right.
You know, so it's been a conversation. I'm like, this is happening a little too much lately. It's really starting to pop up on the radar.
Well, you know, Mike, to the point of, you know, people making sure that they pay attention to what's going on. I spoke to somebody this week who had a CD at a bank that was at, I forget the rate that they said, told me it was. It was around the 2% because they, you know, it was, they had purchased it maybe a year or so ago and what have you. And it, they just ignored it for an automatic renew. It automatically renewed south of 1. So less than 1%. They were not happy with that when they realized it, and it, they had already let it automatically renew. So, you know, it's important for people to pay attention to these things when they mature, because one of the common provisions in CDs is that they'll just automatically renew it for you. And it may not be the best thing for you at that time, so you got to pay attention to it.
Doug, I've seen statements that people have shown me 5 and 6 year CDs, lower than 1, barely 1. You know what I'm saying? And I just look and I'm like, oh, who would do this for 5 years, 6 years? And you're right in what you're saying. A lot of stuff, it just automatically rolls, and people are getting stuck with the stuff.
Yep, you got to be careful. You got to be careful and pay attention to that. Mike, I was working on a great case over the last several weeks with existing clients of mine who are really they're ready to pull the trigger. In fact, the wife has already pulled the trigger and retired, and the husband's going to probably retire at the end of the year. He hasn't decided 100% yet. But I wanted to talk about these people because these people have a lot of money. And when I say a lot of money, they have several million dollars. And the point is that it doesn't matter how much money you have, if it's a couple hundred thousand dollars or a couple million dollars, you still got to have the plans in place. And a lot of people, I think, who have, you know, big, you know, seven-digit account values in their 401ks or that nature, sometimes they get a little lazy in the planning of the income strategy because they see that big number, but their lifestyle really wants a bigger number coming through the door for them. So it's kind of a shout out to the people with those larger account, you know, values. We help people all the time with all kinds of different account values. But I'm telling you, the ones that have the seven-digit account values that, you know, are sitting there, you need some special attention. You need some special planning work.
Absolutely. And a lot of times, like those cases, what I find is like they're doing well and they're doing okay, but they're leaving, I love to call them phantom dollars, because they can be making so much more or doing so much better. And just because they see the big number and they're doing okay, they think, well, okay, everything's okay. But they're really shorting themselves. You know, people think the only way you lose money is if the market goes down, the statement goes down. But I disagree with that. I think there's ways of you're just leaving money on the table. We know that expression, right? Oh, you left money on the table.
Well, one of the biggest, you know, things that concerns me with, and it wasn't the case, this wasn't the case with my clients, right? But what does concern me is I've seen it with many, many other people there, is that they've gotten to these large account values in their retirement accounts by accident and taking more risk than they understand that they really have inside of there. So you've been rewarded for the last 10 years, if you will, for taking some extra risk. But at some point in time, that can just whipsaw right around and get you and bite you in the fanny and can really put a hurting on what you thought was going to be a very fun and enjoyable retirement, or could extend the length of time that you need to work. So if you got to pay attention to what's going on here and making sure that you're making the right decisions with your funds. That's, you know, at the end of the day. Now, these folks, in my opinion, have decided on a strategy that we put together that, is going to serve them well, you know, over the years. So it's very, you know, very rewarding to get that done for them. But I'm just concerned that there's people out there who aren't paying attention to it, Mike.
Yeah, and you know, Doug, too, a lot of times, too, I'm going to give a little example here. Sometimes people say, oh, make believe I made 10% return. And you could say, well, I made 10% return, too. But when you peel back and you look at the portfolio, you may be at more risk. You may be taking on a lot more risk and just underachieving and taking on that risk. And I may be taking a lot less risk to make my money. So when the market does go bad, you're going to get hit a lot harder than I am.
Yeah.
So you know, some people say, oh, I'm doing as well as Doug. I'm making 10%. Well, maybe your money's not the risk. When the bad day comes, what's going to happen is really what tells you how your money's planned for.
Yeah. So, right? You know, that really, 100%. Another thing, Mike, is that the last couple of weeks is I've just done what I call housekeeping. There's a lot of housekeeping work I've done with people in updating beneficiaries. We've, for some reason or another, things tend to go in cycles. And, you know, recently we've been talking about updating beneficiaries with people. And, you know, they've been a lot of stuff out of date. And I just want to encourage people to make sure that your beneficiary designations are up to date. And for a lot of people, they're uncertain about who the beneficiary is, what they... I'm telling you the easiest way to do it. You can do it any way you want. You can call them and try to figure out who the beneficiary is, or you can merely call, request a new form, fill out that form so it states exactly what you want it to be, and submit that form.
Sure, sure. It's vital. Hey, Doug, you know, another thing real quick is that, you know, when we talk about planning for retirement, we talked about, you know, retirement fit today on the show, is that our existing clients that are working, that have their retirement planned for, and I kind of like to say locked up and locked away when they can retire on their own terms, I find that they have, for lack of words, more fun with work after that's been decided for them and not as pressured, and even when deciding to get out. And they look at things through a different pair of glasses when they kind of know what's going to happen at retirement, whenever that day may be, whenever they choose that day. And you know, and it's been that way for a very long time, you know, for us doing working with clients. But just a couple of those cases, too, where you see clients kind of just having, picking on their own terms, if you will, and not really sure what they want to do.
Well, you know, Mike, one of the things is that I think sometimes that we issue people a permission slip. Okay. After we sit down and we've done some strategizing and put a plan in place and we tell them, you know, whenever you want, you let me know, you're ready to go. The permission slip, I think, eases the burden on people. You know, it's like we're giving you permission based on, you know, these, you know, calculations and assumptions to go ahead and do it you're ready.
Doug, I think from a psychological standpoint, I'm going to really break it down very simple. It's like saying you're my boss. And me not knowing if I can retire or having a fear of I got to keep working, and me feeling hard feelings towards you and kind of saying, like, you got me because I can't retire. I don't know if I can retire. So I'm working here for you and dealing with your attitude and everything. But I think once I know I can retire and it's on my own terms, I kind of look at you a little bit differently. And I almost feel like I got you.
Right.
Because if I don't like it, I'll
see
retire. And sometimes a lot of that's not really true, but I think it's psychological animosity, you know, with your boss or towards your boss. He or she may not be as bad a person as you think.
Right.
But psychologically, I think you feel that way. And I think once that's gone, you kind of relax a little bit at work and with the coworkers, and you kind of look at people like, eh, all right, he's not as bad as I thought.
Mike, one other quick example of something that happened that I want to just go over with people, and then we can you know, hop out to a break and wrap up the show, is I had somebody call who listens to the show and actually had a friend of his had worked with us and wanted to come in because wasn't, you know, real, you know, happy with his current statements that he was getting for his retirement account. And, you know, with another firm. So he came in and I looked at the stuff. And as soon as I looked at it, I said, listen, I got to tell you something. You know, one of the things that you get with us is we're always, you know, honest and we're not diplomatic. We tell you the way things are. And you got some very good investments here, in my opinion. And they seem to fit what you're telling me your objectives are. But let me tell you what your problem is and why you're unhappy. You made the investment into these funds on October 1st or 2nd of last year. It just so happens on October 1st or 2nd is when the market started getting beaten up for the remainder of the year. So my point being to him is I said, you know, sometimes you can buy good investments at a bad time. And that's unfortunately what happened to you in this scenario here, because the investments that you own happen to be investments that we would recommend for a client in a similar situation to you. And I believe that they're good investments. And, you know, he was so appreciative of the honesty, you know, that I told him. And I said, listen, unless you have some reason, some dislike or a reason that you don't want to be with that advisor anymore, I don't think they did anything wrong. I don't think that they put you in bad investments. And I think that in the long term, you know, you'll be okay. So, you know, if you're happy with that person, you know, stay. And he was so thankful for the honesty. But I just wanted to talk about that because I want to let people know that we do say that we're just going to give you opinion. If you're good, you're good. Wow. And this is a situation where I thought he was good.
Yeah. And the same token, too, Doug. Sometimes people come in with multiple parts and some things aren't good, but some things are very good.
Right.
You know, obviously, we don't believe in touching the very good.
Yep. So that's wraps up this segment here. Let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations. No strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722, 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
All right, folks, welcome back, and hope you're getting some good value out of the show. And, Mike, you know, it's we spoke a lot in the different segments there. So, you know, our ending of the show here has been shortened up a little bit, which is just fine. It's just usually it's a show recap. And if you remember at the beginning, you know, we spoke about the state of the markets and the economy and our opinion related to that. We spoke about the FIT retirement piece. And that's, you know, what I want to hammer home here again for a minute is that that piece is able to be sent out to you. It's there's no cost or obligation. It's our compliments to you, and we really want to get that out into your hands, because as we push through the remainder of the year here, you're going to, you know, hear us, you know, push you, try to educate you and motivate you and, you know, get you going in the right direction, because we think that if we educate and motivate, you won't procrastinate. That's our objective, right, Michael?
Absolutely. That's what it takes.
You know, I want to remind everybody out there is that where our offices are located and, you know, how you can get together with us if you'd like to is, you know, you pick up the phone at any time and you give a call to the Your Financial Future hotline. It's 855-262-3722. That number is 855-262-3722. And Mike and I are the co-founders of Wealth Management Group, and we've got an office in Clark, where our headquarters is. Then we've got an office in Parsippany, Martinsville. We've got a meeting facility in Manhattan. We've got an office now that we have down in Manasquan area, meeting facility down in Toms River. So we're really trying hard to make it as easy for you to come in and sit with us or have us come to your home and sit with you as possible, and remind you that the radio show listeners get complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation.
Sure. So, you know, again, folks, we're available. You know, so there's not really an excuse for where they locate it. We're out there, and give us a call.
Yeah, the other thing that we encourage you to do is go to our website, wealthmanagegroup.com. Again, our website is wealthmanagegroup.com. You can reach us through there. And one of the things that we encourage you to use that for, as well as drop us an email. You can go to the Contact Us link. Drop us an email about a topic or something you'd like to hear us speak about on the radio show here. Because, you know, we want it to be beneficial to you. We just don't want it to be something that we think that you want to hear about. We want to, if you tell us something you want us to talk about, we'll talk about it. You know, Michael?
Yeah, let us know. You have a topic you want us to cover, we're only too glad to do it.
Yeah, it always makes the show, you know, that much better if we can do it. So that's going to wrap it up for this week. We hope that you got some good value. We hope you enjoyed the show. Tell your friends to listen to the show, too, as well, you know. And, you know, we want to educate you, motivate you, get you going in the right direction. So until next week, do us a favor. Be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right. A no-cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on Your Financial Future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for Your Financial Future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.